The Chiefs are enjoying their 10th victory Monday of the year, coming off a 2-14 season, one win in Oakland, and they are in.
We put ourselves in a great situation, a chance to control our destiny to get into the playoffs, and that's still a great place to be, you know, so got to take advantage of it.
After Week 14's thrilling win in the snow, it seems the Chiefs' midseason funk is officially in the rearview mirror. The Chiefs' 45 points on Sunday are their most in a single game this season. And with 6 sacks and 2 takeaways, it seems the Chiefs' D is back in their groove as well. Kansas City will look to build off this momentum in Week 15 as they head to Oakland to face the hated Raiders. Here are the 3 points to focus on for Raider Week. First, Oakland's defense. The Raiders' D started the season strong, holding teams to just under 22 points per game through 5 weeks, and giving the Chiefs their lowest offensive output of the season in Week 6 at Arrowhead. In recent weeks, the Raiders have seen that defensive firepower begin to subside as opponents have adjusted schematically and injuries have mounted. With the Chiefs seemingly hitting their stride offensively in recent weeks, this will definitely be something to watch on Sunday. Second, the Raiders quarterback situation. The Chiefs sacked Raiders quarterback Terrell Pryor 9 times when the two teams met in October, and in the weeks following, it didn't get much better. The Raiders lost 2 of their next 3, and Pryor injured his knee in Week 10, sidelining him for the next several weeks. With that, the Matt McGloin era started in Oakland, and through 4 games, he's been solid as a starter, throwing 6 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions. Complicating matters for Chiefs defenders is the possibility of facing a 2-quarterback system in Week 15. Pryor came in to run 1 series in the Raiders' Week 14 game against the Jets, and did well enough that the experiment could continue on Sunday. The Chiefs' ability to prepare for not 1, but 2 quarterbacks could be a big factor in this week's game. Finally, the playoffs. After the Dolphins and Ravens managed thrilling last-minute comebacks in Week 14, the Chiefs' lead in the AFC West wildcard race remained at just 3 games, meaning their efforts to clinch a playoff spot will have to continue in Week 15. The Chiefs will be guaranteed a spot if they win, but if either the Dolphins or Ravens lose, they'll also clinch a spot, regardless of their outcome in Oakland. You can be sure the players and coaches will tune out playoff scenarios and simply focus on getting a win in Oakland. But considering the Chiefs' turnaround in 2013 and all they've overcome to get where they are, a potential Chiefs playoff berth is going to be a big story on Sunday. The Chiefs have come a long way in 2013, but as Coach Reed said earlier this week, they're still not where they need to be, and each game in practice represents a chance for the Chiefs to get better as a potential playoff bid looms. All that gets started on Sunday in Oakland.